Public hearings is up next. Subset A is consideration of the 2019 retail on-off liquor and retail on-off wine. Daniel, do you want to give a brief staff report here?
There's no significant changes compared to previous years. The one difference is JJ Davenport's, which is not applying for a wine on-off sale license for this next year. Speaking with the police department, we've not had any concerns with any of these retailers and underage sales or anything of that sort. So we have no concern with the passage.
Council questions or discussions on liquor license and wine license renewals? How about public questions or comments? Is there a motion?
Just before you, yep. you make a motion, I have just a question. The retail on sale with Sunday sales liquor, the number that we have is state-driven, correct, Faye? And this is the maximum amount of number that we can have.
We annexed. Yeah.
Okay.
What we'd get from the state.
Where is Lawn Bar LLC? That's it on Lazelle Street. What is
that's,
that?
That's the Willie. Yeah, Willie Welchel's where they're going to put that sports bar in. Baymont.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we
did two motions in the past, I think, to move that around.
That's all.
Any other discussion, public or council? First by Rhea, approving. Second by Steve. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries unanimously. Subset B is consideration of use of city property lifting the open container for the Winter Frostival. This is N Street closure for the Parade of Lights. Jerry Cole, our rally director, has our staff report.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, good evening. The Chamber of Commerce, Sturgis Chamber of Commerce, has put in an application to, again, do the Winter Frostival, which is November 29th and 30th. November 29th is the tree lighting at Rally Point and a open container request for Rally Point. On the 30th, it is the Winter Parade of Lights, and their request is to close down the streets during that parade again. So,
the route was in the packet, and pretty regular route that they take there.
Okay.
I got a question for Rick. I know in the past we've worked with Black Hills Energy and got the lights turned off, and that's kind of stopped, and that's still the plan, right? Questions for Jerry or further discussion from council on this matter?
I just have one. Jerry, so the Chamber of Commerce made the request for the open container?
Yes, sir.
How many years has there been an open container on this, do you know?
I do not. I know for the past 3 years, I believe they've had one.
Since it's been at the Rally Point would be that answer is what I believe from memory. Any other discussion, public or council, on the use of city property, lifting the open container law, and the street closure?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Is this for the complete parade route?
No.
Just Rally Point.
That's the question I have. Is the open container for both the 29th and the 30th?
Just 29th, I do believe.
Yep, that's what I understand, too.
Wanted to make sure that everybody understood that while we're sitting in our cars, no hot toddies. You can interpret this the other way if you'd like.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
First by Jason, second by Ron. Did I hear that right?
Yep.
All in favor of the motion for use of city property, lifting the open container, and the street closure, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Jerry. Subset C, it's a consideration for a 2.5-foot variance to install a porch on Boulevard Street. Mr. Smith has her. I'll leave the jokes out about that we're throwing around this morning.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
You bet.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The item before you is a request for a 2.5-foot variance. The request comes from the property owner, Doug Van Steenwijk. He would like to construct a porch on the front of the house that he owns at 1135 Boulevard Street. This property is zoned medium-density residential, and the front setback within this zone is 10 feet. The proposed porch would then be 7.5 feet away from the lot line instead of 10 feet. Notifications were sent out to neighboring landowners, and 17 of those were sent out. Approval was 46.9%, and this includes the property owner. No response for the letters were 53.1%. And 0% disapproval. Landowners did leave the following comments. Doug keeps his property in very good order, and this looks like a nice addition to the home, as you can see right up there on the picture. City staff does recommend the approval. The construction is minimal, but an aesthetic improvement to the home that should not affect the neighboring properties or public view or access. Boulevard Street has a larger-than-average public right-of-way of approximately 86 feet, in which would roughly 15 feet of that is grassy boulevard on either side. If the setbacks were strictly enforced in this area, the variance request denied the porch roof would not be allowed to be built. However, a variety of non-conforming setbacks do exist in the neighboring properties, and this is an older area of town built prior to modern conforming zoning regulations. The proposed porch roof would be 7.5 feet, again, from the property line. And this will not interfere with the visibility or create safety concerns. The staff believes the property conditions considered above the variance request should be approved. There is a budget impact. We will be collecting a building permit fee for the project. It will increase the valuation of the home. And there's a $100 application fee that will go into the general fund.
Any questions for Dave? Went through planning and zoning unanimous and
yep,
without a lot of discussion.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second that.
We have a first by Steve and a second by Terry.
Just one on the future upgrades there, the sidewalk coming off to the front there. Is there a timeline on that? Or
currently right now, don't know if there's any timeline on any future upgrades there.
Okay. That's my only concern, I guess, is the busted up sidewalk up coming up to the residence.
The private sidewalk going from the city sidewalk to the residence.
From the curb. This right here.
Yeah, that's still
on the city right away.
Yeah,
private sidewalk on
that's
the city
still private
right-of-way.
Sidewalk. Yeah,
right.
But I don't. That was not discussed and. I imagine if you would like, he would be more than happy to fix that sidewalk.
Yeah, actually, it was in the plans since planning and zoning. He stated that that was another project that he was going to get to.
All right.
Any other discussion or questions from council? How about public comments, questions, concerns on this variance of 2.5 feet? We have a first and a second on the floor. All those in favor of the variance, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Dave. Item D is consideration for a public hearing until December 3rd. The agenda actually says the table, so we won't have any discussion if there's a first and a second, and we actually have a vote to table. Is there a motion? We have a first by Rhea to table and a second by Becca. All those in favor of tabling this until December 3rd, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no. That motion carries, and that item is tabled until December 3rd or a future meeting, I guess.
One question on D, just so it's on the record. When this is done, will they go back to planning and zoning?
Further discussions with the developer.
and they're done and provide their development agreement and possibly a replat. Is this going to?
Dave, is this on the agenda for next week's planning and zoning? I don't recall if it is. Yeah. Because the Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval as was with further input from the council. That's how we're seeking to amend that development agreement further. Hearing the discussion from the commissioners, I don't think there's going to be any concern with the changes that the council recommended. Yes.
Item F under public hearings is Resolution 2018-70. This is intent for annexation for Old Stone Road. I'll turn this over to Greg for staff report, please.
Good evening, Mayor and council members. The draft resolution that is in the packet is the first of two steps that is required for expansion of city boundaries in this manner. The resolution identifies two separate parcels that are subject to the resolution. I've, in the past 4 months, made contact with both property owners, and I believe we will have reached an agreement with one of the property owners. With the other property owner, Ms. Van Sickle, she's simply indicated that at this point she's not inclined to want to go ahead with a voluntary agreement. So the resolution is before you. It covers both properties. The procedure required by statute is that this would be back for a consideration of the actual resolution of annexation, and I anticipate that will be on the council agenda for December 17th. If the tentative agreement goes ahead and is finalized with the Shad property owners, then what you, I would expect you would see on the December 17th agenda will simply be a resolution to annex for the remaining parcel owned by Ms. Van Sickle. Be glad to respond to any questions. Thank you.
About public input questions on this matter.
What I'm hearing from Mr. Ainsley is hopefully December 3rd. So
December 3rd, then.
Well taken.
I can answer that one. Any other discussion, public or council, or intent for annexation? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve Resolution 2018-70.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That carries unanimously.